Wisconsin has fewer coal-burning power plants today than in the past, and utilities are planning to retire more plants in the next few years. As Joe Schultz reports, those closures are part of a move to reduce carbon emissions. They can also create new opportunities for development at former plant sites.
In 2021, the Dairyland Power Cooperative decommissioned its coal-burning power plant in Genoa. Last month, local officials and utility staff members watched from a nearby bluff as they used explosives to demolish it. A large smokestack crashes to the ground as smoke and dust rise from the remains. Leaders of the utility are still planning what's next for the site. Brent Ridge is the CEO of Dairyland.
We're going to be looking for economic development opportunities that could range from manufacturing all the way to another power generating resource.
The Genoa plant isn't unique. The state had 13 large-scale coal plants in 2005. It had 7 as of 2020. That's according to the State Public Service Commission. 3 more are expected to come offline by 2026. Scientists say burning coal to generate electricity is a big contributor to climate change. Utilities say they're committed to reducing carbon emissions, but their goals are voluntary. They aren't mandated by state law. In 2022, both We Energies and Alliant pushed back plant retirements, citing supply chain issues for solar components. Environmental groups say it's imperative that utilities move away from coal as quickly as possible to mitigate the worst effects of climate change. Utilities have pledged to go carbon neutral by 2050.
If it wasn't important to our customers, it wouldn't be important to us. So we're not going fast enough for some of them. Some of them, we're going probably too fast.
That's J.P. Brummond, an executive with Alliant Energy. The utility plans to take its Edgewater Generating Station in Sheboygan County offline next year. The site sits along Lake Michigan. Trains coming into its rail yard carry coal that will be burned to generate electricity. Inside, industrial piping lines many of the walls and ceilings. Operations manager Terry Dumez points to a diagram outlining the plant's layout and process for converting coal to electricity.
It's pulverized coal. It comes out basically like powder after it goes through the pulverizer. It just gets blown, transported with air.
The utility has had early discussions with local officials and hired a consultant to help come up with a plan for the site's future. Meanwhile, a former coal plant in southeast Wisconsin is expected to see new life in the coming years. We Energies tore down its plant in Pleasant Prairie in 2022. Last month, it sold the site to Nevada-based developer Dermody Properties. Dermody plans to convert the site into a 3-building industrial campus. Neil Driscoll is with the developer. He says the site's infrastructure factored into those plans.
It gives us really good opportunities to tap into the power that's in the area, which is a big factor and quite frankly is a growing one with everyone's interest in data centers.
A former Alliant Energy plant in Beloit has had a second life since it came offline in the 2010s. While the site once sounded like this, it now sounds like this. When the Blackhawk Generating Station closed, Beloit College saw opportunity in the century-old building. The college struck a deal in 2014, allowing it to convert the site into a fitness and student center. The center opened in 2020. It still features coal hoppers, a control panel, and industrial piping. Beloit College even saved the plant's smokestack, though it no longer produces billowing clouds. Dan Schoof is with the college. He says there's something symbolic about the project.
It was polluting for a purpose to generate power, but it did a lot of damage in the community, as all coal plants did. And so for us now to take that and be a place of learning, that's a different kind of energy.
Despite the closure of coal plants, environmental groups are critical of some utilities' plans to replace them with natural gas plants. They say more work is needed to get to zero carbon emissions. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.